lesser number of days, he shall be. Who has to pay for Tikva Bank? Right? Everyone agrees my father wants donuts, I have to go buy donuts. But do I use my credit card or his credit card? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishel Ben. Rabbi Yehuda says Mishel Ben. The son has to pay. Rabbi Nachman Baroshi Amar Mishel Avi has to pay. Orally Rabban Lev Yirmiyah be Amar Lev Great Rabbi Yirmiyah. Command Amar Mishel Av. So the Rabban Paskin is Rabbi Yirmiyah, your son, that the father has to pay. Meisvei Amar Kavish Shemi Posi Machon Nevi Kes the Amar Kavish Shemi Odeh. We have a hektish, this din of kibud of aim, and this din of kibud of Hashem, may go necha from your wealth. You have to spend money to be a chavit Hashem. Allah ha'm kesem kes. Just like if they spend money, lose money to serve Hashem, you have to lose money to serve your parents. So that works well with Mishael Ben. If you have to charge the donuts on your credit card, this is a hektish to Hashem, and you have to spend your own money. But if you say that I'm charging the donuts on my father's credit card, then what difference does it make? What chesron kiss is there to do kibud av aim? It's on putting it on someone else's credit card. So the answer is l'bitul malacha, that even if you hold that you're not going to spend money for kibud av aim, because the kibud has become shalav, the son is still required to spend his time on kibud av aim. Right, I might have work to do. I might be able to earn $100 an hour. And if I spend 1 hour getting donuts from my father, then I've lost $100 in bitul malacha. So everyone agrees that I have to lose money through bitul malacha. The machlokas is just whether I have to actually spend money out of pocket or not. Tashma, Bezachim, Shnei Shotman, Havon, Rav, Talmido, Pogan, Zedzeb, Maisu Shein. The Hosef the Maisu Shein tell us, even two brothers or two Shotman or a father and son or a Rebbe and a Talmid, who might be considered like one person because they're so close to each other, and you know, if you're the same person, if I redeem my own Meister Shemi, I have to add a Chomesh, and if I have my own Meister Ani, I'm not allowed to keep it for myself. So you might think that these people are considered the same person. The Gemara says no. Hogenzel and Hashemi, they're considered different people, even though they're very close to each other. They're halachically, legally different people, because they have no economic relationship with one another, just a friendship relationship with one another. Therefore, even if you're my Talmud or my father or my son or my brother or my partner, if I'm told that you're my Sushani, I'm considered a stranger technically, and I don't have to pay a chomesh. Strangers don't have to pay chomesh, only the people themselves. So I'm told that my wife's my Sushani, I might have to pay a chomesh, because legally we're the same household, halachically. But these other people, we're just friends, we're not really the same household. And likewise, I can feed you my Meister Ani if you're poor, and I have Meister Ani, I can give it to my father, my son, my brother, my shutef, my Talmud, my Rebbe, even though we're very close, because it's technically I'm not chayiv to feed you, therefore it's tzedakah, and I'm allowed to give you my Meister Ani, because you're a different person, and I'm giving you tzedakah. But v'yavim mishal ben, it's the parechot mishal ani, and that works fine if kibud av aim mishal av. If the father has to spend his money on the donuts, then I can give him Meister Ani, and he'll spend it on the donuts. But if I have to buy him donuts, then how can I spend on my Meister Ani? It's my obligation to buy him donuts. It's the same as supporting my wife and kids or paying my mortgage or my utility bills. It's one of my bills. I can't pay my own bills through my Meister Ani. So if the son is chayav to feed the father, how can he use my Meister Ani? He's paying his own obligations from tzedakah. So lo tzricha d'dochli mar says, no problem, that if you hold the son has to spend his own money, then really he has to spend his own money to feed his father. He can only use Meister Ani, use tzedakah money to give his father extra food. As Rashi explains, the son is only chayav to feed his father and give him drink the average way. If your father wants an extra food, then you can give him tzedakah. This, by the way, is the makor, the Chazon Ish. I mentioned yesterday, the Chazon Ish says you only have to fulfill reasonable requests of your father, not unreasonable requests. The Chazon Ish says, what's my makor? That your father only has the right to ask for reasonable things. You only have to give it to a reasonable request. This Rashi. Rashi says that I only have to feed my father average reasonable food. If he wants something extra fancy or unnecessary, then I can give it to him stuck if I want, but I don't have to give it to him as part of my chiyuv of kibud av aim. This is the makor of that Chazon Ish, that I only have to give my parents reasonable things they want. Not unreasonable things. If I want to give them something unreasonable, I can use tzedakah money, but I don't have to do it as a chi of kibud av aim. The e hachi, hai nutani Allah amr Yehuda tov meir al mishamachlos avat maisa ani. There we only have one problem. If you hold again Mishael Ben, that I'm chayav to spend my own money to feed my father. And the only time I can spend tzedakah money to feed my father is for extra food. If you're talking about extra food, then why does Rabbi Yehuda argue and say, technically it might be mutter, but morally a curse should come on anyone who feeds his father ma'aseh? Why do you say it's not kavadik, it's not proper to feed your father, to give your father tzedakah money? Vila hadafa ma'inaf minah. If it's for hadafa, if you're just giving your father extra food, then what's so bad spending tzedakah to give your father extra food? It's not something you normally have to do. Why is it immoral to spend tzedakah money to give your father extra food? It's not something which a normal son always does for his father, it's something extra. So if your father needs extra food and other people need extra food, why is it immoral to spend the tzedakah money giving your father extra food and not other poor people extra food? No, Rabbi Yehuda was just saying you should get a curse if you give your father tzedakah money, but still it's not coveting to your father to give him tzedakah. It's not covetic. If I have a father and I give him from my tzedakah money, it's not the covetic. It's only the covetic to give him from my money. So, if I give him tzedakah money, whether it's for his regular food or for extra desserts, either way, it might be mutter, but I'll be, it's reprehensible because it's not the covetic to my father. It's never the covetic to give someone tzedakah money. Tashma. Shalu es rilazar ad heifam kibet ava'ein. They asked Rabbi Elazar, how far do you have to go from Kibbutz Abayim? Arlen Kedish Yutol Ironi Kibbutz or Kenali Yom Befanim. And he said to them, and we'll read it the way according to most we've shown in the next question, that you have to go so far that if your father threw your wallet into the ocean in front of you, Ve'ena Machlimo, you wouldn't stop him and embarrass him. Be Arim Mishalav, my Nachalimine. If you said again, Mishal Ben, you can spend your own money, it makes sense. You have to let him throw your wallet into the ocean. But if, Mishalav, if you only have to spend your father's money and not your own money, then why should you let him throw your wallet in the ocean? Right? I don't have to spend my own money. It must be he's throwing his own wallet in the ocean. Mishalav, he's throwing his own money in the ocean. So, if he's throwing his own money in the ocean, what difference does it make to me? Why is that such a high madrega? I let him throw his own wallet in the ocean. I don't embarrass him. It's not a high madrega. I can let everyone in the world throw their own wallet in the ocean. It doesn't hurt me. He might not believe me nay. If that you only have to spend your father's money, if he only throws his own wallet in the ocean, then why should the son be upset? Why should the son even have a time yetzer hara to embarrass him? So my answer is rightly your show. No, because the father maybe is old and the son's about to inherit his money. Now we understand, really the son doesn't have to give up his own wallet. He only has to let his father throw the father's wallet, not the son's wallet. But still the son's very upset. The father's throwing away all his money, which the son is supposed to inherit. So he's so upset that he might try to embarrass and stop his father. So he has to not embarrass his father. V'chiha de Rabba Rafuna, like the case of Rabba Rafuna, Rafuna Kar Shirai Yafi Rabba Bray, Amar Ezel Efsi I Ratach I Lo Ratach, like Rabba Rafuna, that Rafuna tore very expensive fancy clothing in front of his son, and he said, let me see if he's going to get mad or not get mad, meaning Rafuna tore his own clothing in front of his son to test if his son would get mad or not. What's the test? His son might get mad because he's losing his Yerusha. So even if the father wastes his own money, the son might get mad because he's losing his Yerusha. Or might not get mad because even though he's losing his Yerusha. And the right thing to do is keep it aim to not get mad and to give up your Yerusha. But nonetheless, the Maskana of the Gemara seems to be, we'll finish up the Gemara next time, but the basic Maskana of the Gemara seems to be Paskin, if we go back to what the Rabbanan told of Yirmiyahu or his son, Mishal Ben, the son only has to spend his own money. Sorry, the son only has to, Mishal Av. The son doesn't have to, I don't have to spend my own money to buy my father donuts. I only have to charge it to his credit card and spend his money. I have to waste my time and give up work and not make money at work, but I don't have to spend my own money. That is the psak of the Gemara.
Wouldn't you rather waste your own money than lose money at work, though?
It depends, but it all depends on the amounts. I'd rather waste my own $2 than lose $20 at work, but I'd rather lose $2 at work than waste my own $20. It all depends on the amounts. But nonetheless, over here we say it's not a matter of amounts, it's that I'm chayiv to do work for my father, but I'm not chayiv to spend my money. We'll have to figure out why.
And your father pays for the amount you lose at work.
Doesn't seem to be that my father is paid for the amount I lose at work, which is interesting. Now, the obvious question here is, if there's a machlokas, Mishal Av or Mishal Ben, right? So what's pshat here? Which seems to make a little more sense? Right? First you have to figure out which side makes more sense, then what's the answer for the other side. So keeping of an ink was a mitzvah. So let's take an example of a different mitzvah. Let's say lulav, or tefillin, or so. Do I have to spend my own money on lulav or tefillin? What do you think? What? Of course you do, right? You have to go and buy tefillin. You can't say, oh, I'm putting my tefillin, I don't have to spend my own money. I'm putting my lulav, I don't have to spend my own money. So normal mitzvahs, of course you have to spend your own money. Of course you have to spend your own money on mitzvahs, right? That's the Ramah Pasuk and Sefer or Chayin, that you're not allowed to like miss davening just because you're going to lose money. You have to give up money to do mitzvahs. Everyone knows you have to give up money to do mitzvahs. So I understand the Man D'Amar Mishal Ben. I understand why this Man D'Amar, the son has to spend his own money to keep it up a aim. Because of course you have to spend money to do mitzvahs. But I don't yet understand the Man D'Amar Mishal Av. Why we pass Mishal Av? We pass that you don't have to spend your own money on keep it up a aim. You have to take your father's credit card and use it. You don't have to spend your own money. Why not? Why don't I have to spend my own money and keep it up a aim? After all, it's a mitzvah. I have to do mitzvahs. Why shouldn't I have to spend my own money? What's the shot?
Maybe you could say that in Kibbutz
I don't know. Rashi already gave us the line. The Gemara gave us the line, right? Between Mida Beinonis and Hadafa. You'll spend your own money on Mida Beinonis, not on Hadafa. So you have to figure out what's Mida Beinonis. I don't know what's Mida Beinonis to support a, you know, a middle-aged couple to an elderly couple every year. You have to figure out, I don't know, about $40,000, $30,000. Okay, so that's the goal. So what's shot? Why shouldn't I have to spend my own money?
Because you already pretend this was listening to. You're doing what he's telling you. He's too lazy to go and get your coffee. Go and get the coffee. He's still going to pay for it.
Okay, good. So what you're saying is that the reason I don't have to spend my own money is because he doesn't really need my money. He needs me to go get him coffee and donuts, right? He is too lazy, or maybe he's too busy, maybe he's too old, maybe his foot hurts, I don't know. I don't know what the reason is, I'm not going to judge him. But Lamaisa, he doesn't want to go to Dunkin' Donuts. So he sends me. But he has plenty of money. He doesn't need my money. So that's possible, Hesper. Possible, Hesper, that we pass him Mishal Ben. Because tefillin, I have to spend money. Right? Think about it. Do I have to spend money and buy tefillin if I have a friend who always goes to the later minion and lets me use his tefillin? I don't have to spend money on tefillin if I don't need to. Right? Do I have to spend money on a lulav if my brother is a lulav and he'll give it to me as a ton of last lahachzir? No. You don't have to spend money on mitzvos. Only if it's necessary to do the mitzvah. But if you could do the mitzvah without spending money, you don't have to spend your own money. So here also, maybe what we're saying is that really, of course you have to spend money in Kibbutz, but we paskin Kibbutz v'ein rishal ben, because the father doesn't need your money. He has his own money. Because it's not that you don't have to spend your money, but it's that if he has his own money, then he doesn't need your money. Right? But according to that, what conclusion would we have to reach? If that was true, if that was the right theory, then in what case would you have to spend your own money? If your father, what if your father doesn't have money? What if your father's so poor he can't afford food? Then you would have to spend money. Now, is that a crazy conclusion? Or is that a conclusion that all Rishonim in the entire world hold? Josh? All the Rishonim in the entire world say that, right? At least all the Rishonim who discuss it. I don't know of any Rishon who says the opposite. Tosa says right here, Overlay Dibrasul, Overlay Rabbanul, Yirme Pandor Mishalav, Masrish Kachalav, and the Apostle Mishal, the Zorakai, Parshma Yishva, Uposak Echa, the last Leila Av is Leila Bain, Chaiva Bain Lazan of it, Behain Pasak Ri, Harak, and Elo of Mama Bain Yishal Tsarka Bain Lafarnas of Mishalav. So if the father doesn't have money, then the son does have to support him. The only time there's a ptur and we say Mishal Av, lo Mishal Ben, is if the father has money. So maybe it's not that the son is putter. It's just that if the father doesn't need the money, he doesn't have to give him money. However, this gets into another chakira, though. This is only true. What's the chakira? All the Rishonim write. The Riff, you look in the Riff, you look in the Rush, you look in the Gaonim. Everyone writes this. Everyone, we pass in halacha l'maaseh. If anyone's got halacha l'maaseh, just briefly, you don't have to spend your own money and keep it up a aim as long as your parents have money. If, chas v'shol, your parents are poor, then you do have to spend your own money. So what are we saying?
That
really the svara behind our psak of Yishal Av that you don't have to spend your own money because your father doesn't need it. However, this gets into another chakira, which we'll have to get back to later, and we'll have a big problem with Tosfos and Marsha. But what's the chakira? When we say if your father doesn't have money, you have to spend your own money and support him. What are the two ways to understand that? Is it because of kibbutz aim, or is it because of tzedakah? Why do I have to support my father if he's poor? Because of kibbutz aim, or because of tzedakah? So this is a little unclear. If we look at the Tosfos, let's continue the Tosfos we read, although we'll have to come back to it. Overly Rabbanu Yirmi Kmanda Amar Mishalah. Mashma Shekach Halacha. V'chein Pasek B'shiltos R'vachai B'parshas V'yishma. U'pasek Heicha D'lesli L'Avi Isli L'Bein. Chayim B'in Lazo L'Avi V'chein Pasek Rivarach D'in La'av Mom V'Bein Yishma L'Sarch L'in Farnes O'Mishalom. Why? D'lo Yehei Ela Acher. K'da Amar B'Nara Shinis Pasita. Why, according to Tosfos, do you have to support your father if he's poor? What do you mean, lo yehi el acher? What is Tosfos saying? Lo yehi el acher. Let your father be nothing but acher, a stranger. Would you have to support him if he's poor? All right, you have to support poor people? What do you think there? You don't support poor people? Tzedakah. Right? That's a very, very important mitzvah. Of course you have to support poor people. Right? So Tosfos is saying, and what Tosfos says, Raya, what is saying, Ksubos? Rav forced a certain guy and made him spend $400, donate $400 to tzedakah. Right? Those of us, anyone here, just Josh was a mashir, you remember that our minhag is that we force people to give tzedakah, you may recall. So what is Tosfos saying? You have to support your father if he's poor. Why? Midin tzedakah or midin kibbutz aim? Tosfos says, midin tzedakah, because he's no less than a stranger. If I have to support, I don't know, Mr. Schwartz, who's poor, then I come home, I have to support my father. Right? The ode, Zamina B'Yushalmi, Amr Yossi, Halavai, Dehavim Koshmaitzi, Vrivali Kach, Shkobu Zabain, Lizon S. That's up. Okay, we'll have to come back to this Tosfos and read to the end. This is, who says, Mefurish in our sugya, that the reason you have to support your poor father is because of tzedakah? This is Mefurish in the Ran. If you look at the Ran, on page, the bottom of page of Gimel and Aleph, the Daf Arif, the last half of line, Yehudi Uvadai, Yilesli La'ava Isli Lebein, Kaifin Alei, onto your Gimel of Beis, Lefarnes Omi Toras Tzedaka. The first three words in your Gimel of Beis, the Daf Arif, Kaifin Alei, Lefarnes Omi Toras Tzedaka. I mean, it couldn't be clearer than that. The Ran said, why do you have to support your father if he's poor? Get Toras Tzedaka. So Lo Yehel Acher, the Tos says, he's no worse than a stranger. Ha'ashman Dekomen Al Tzedaka. We know he forced people to give Tzedaka. So he said, look, you have to give him money, als tzedakah. Almost all the Rishonim say, if your father's poor, you have to support him, b'toras tzedakah. Who seems to argue on this? So it's not so pasha, but if you look on the sheet here, the Ritva. The Ritva says, paragraph of Ritva, V'chi Amrina Mishalav, Dabkim Shishalav, Ein Lo Lavi Yishlevin, Chai Lefarnes Mishalav, that when do we say you don't have to spend your own money if your father has, but if your father's poor, then you have to give him your own money. Maybe you're right, like Devrei, and Tosfos arrived this, we've seen Rishami, Chani, Rishim, Be'yuchai, Haben Mechad, Lopsachim, Chai, Lozim, Tzavosa. That a son, even he has to go begging door to door, has to get money to support his parents. But senior Shehikman, a cousin of Kibarabim, Yosef, Yvodo, Bechvodo, Omer Kabashem, Yonechem, Yeshlam, Omer Kabim, La Potter, Kibarabim, Never Kabis, Abim, Yasim, Nechem, Ben Yeshlam, Ein Lecha, Hilda, Chodos, Vinu, Gomor, Metani, Kabis, Abicha, Vukuli, Vidinu, Tomas, Lotum, Shem, La Abel, Rap, the Mills, Shani, Lay, Vukuli. So what's the Ritva doesn't say it so explicitly. He just says, again, he just says, when do you not have to spend your money if your father has money? But if your father's poor, you have to spend your own money. He doesn't necessarily say if it's b'toras tzedakah or b'toras kibbutz aim. But what nafkamina does he say? He says, how far do you have to go to support your father if he has no money? Even to the point of, what are we doing for the sake of Yerushalmi? It's also closest to Yerushalmi, and that's Lamech Aleph on the top. Even to the point of, begging, right? Of going door to door and begging for money. Why do you have to beg for money to support your parents? Why do you have to beg for money to support your parents? Because Hashem is more machmir in Kibbutz Abba'im than in Kibbutz Hashem. In Kibbutz Hashem is Kavidus Hashem Mehom Necha. You have to give Hashem money from your wealth. If you have wealth, you give Hashem money, like Meiser. Like a Shech, okay, a Meiser, Truma, whatever. If you don't have wealth, then you're potter from giving Hashem money. By your parents, even if you don't have money, it says Kavidus Abba'im of Yesi Mecha, stop. There's an absolute chiyuv of kavanas avichav esimecha. You have to give your parents money, even if you don't have any. If you don't have any money, how do you give your parents money? So obviously you have to go door to door schnurring to feed your parents. So if the Ritva says, he says, A, you have to schnur to feed your parents. So do you have to schnur to give tzedakah? If there's a poor person, do I have to go begging to get money to give him? What do you think? No, of course not. Who has to give tzedakah? Only someone who has money has to give tzedakah to a poor person. Someone doesn't have money, they don't have to get money to give tzedakah. What? A poor person is also chayiv in tzedakah, interestingly enough, the Rambam said, but only half a shekel a year. So it doesn't seem to be that's what they're talking about here. Right? That's only like a symbolic tzedakah. Every year you should give half a shekel. Doesn't sound like Yerushalmi's talking about that to me. But not only that, from where did the Yerushalmi derive? What was the Yerushalmi's makor that you have to go begging door to door to support your parents? What pasuk did they derive it from? What? Kavidus Avichav Yesimecha, because it didn't say Meho Necha. It didn't say if you have money, you honor your parents. It said honor your parents absolutely under all circumstances. So if the Ritva approvingly closest to Yerushalmi, because we'll see in a little while, we'll see that the Ron had a totally different interpretation of Yerushalmi, and many of you Mefarshim reject Yerushalmi. But the Ritva seems pretty clear in this one. I think they have to explain this way. That Rov Rishonim hold if your father's poor, you have to support him b'Torah Tzedakah, as Tzedakah. But the Ritva, as a miyud of Rishonim, right? Rov Rishonim say explicitly we did Tzedakah. The Ritva, everyone says we did Tzedakah. But the Ritva, as a miyud of Rishonim, says, even if your father's poor, you have to support him. Midin, kibud avaim. Now, just before we go back and get back to our original track of our question, right? Tell me an afkamina between the Ritva and most Rishonim. Yet everyone agrees, let's read two things. Everyone agrees that I don't have to spend money for my father, but if he's poor, I do have to spend money on him. The machlok says, why do I spend money on him if he's poor? Because of tzedakah. Now tell me, by the way, if it's because of tzedakah, why do I have to spend money on my father? Why can't I give it to a different poor person? The Rishonim don't explain this. They won't explain what rule do we have by tzedakah. What? I need Ircha Kodem, even more than that. Karav Kodem. The closer someone is, the more precedent they have in tzedakah. So if your father's the closest to you, so of course he takes precedence in your tzedakah. Sorry. But again, most Rishonim say if my father's poor, I have to give money but Torah tzedakah because he should be the first on my tzedakah list. The Ritva says, if my father's poor, I have to give him money, because kibud avaim is an absolute obligation. Now, we already really said the nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Whether if my father's poor, I have to support him al tzedakah, or al kibud avaim. The nafkamina is, what did the Ritva tell us? If I don't have so much money, after all, how much tzedakah do I have to give? Only what I can afford, and how much of my money do I have to give to tzedakah? What's the maximum I have to give to tzedakah? Anyone knows? What? A chomesh, right? I'm a vazbez, I'm a vazbez, yosem, chomesh. No one's supposed to give more than 20% to tzedakah, right? 10% is like average, like regular good Jew. 20% is going really all the way. More than 20%, no one has to give to tzedakah. Okay, if you want to know the chomesh, they're supposed to point out that if you're super duper Bill Gates, then you're allowed to give more than 20% also. They were talking about regular people. But you know, there's a limit. You only give your tzedakah money to tzedakah. So if we say if your father's poor, you have to support him, do we mean you have to support him with your tzedakah money, with a fifth, with the money you can afford to spare? Or that you have to support him absolutely under all circumstances? So that should be the nafkamina of Rov Rishonim versus the Ritva. The Rad, Bator, Tzedakah, and the other Rishonim also will say, Betorah Sedaka. The Rif says also right there, Dishaplin Minei Betorah Sedaka Yavin Lavua. We take money from the son as Sedaka and give it to the father. The Rif, the Ron wrote, we showed him today. Yes, you have to support your poor father, but only with your Sedaka money, only with your spare money. But the Rif would say that you have to support your father irrespective of your financial situation, absolutely, even if you have to go snoring because of the din of keeping up a aim. So now we've seen this machlokas. Let's take this back. Once we've seen this chakira, now already you might start appreciating Marsha's question on Tosos, which we'll come back to. But once we've seen this chakira, let us go back to our original question. Our question was, why should you not have to spend money to support your father? Why do we paskin mishal av v'lo mishal bein? Why don't I have to spend my own money? And Ash told us that the answer is, I don't have to spend my own money because my father doesn't need it. That we don't really paskin mishal av. We really paskin that I have to spend money if he needs it, but I don't have to spend money when he doesn't need it. That's very logical. I shouldn't have to spend money when he doesn't need my money. The only problem is your answer works for the Ritva. For the Ritva, our question is answered. How can we paskin mishal av? The answer is obvious. Because I only have to spend my own money on a mitzvah when it's necessary. When it's not necessary, if he has money, it's not necessary to spend my money. That works for the Ritva. The Ritva says, really, I do have to spend money for kibbutz avayim. And mishal av just means I don't have to spend money unnecessarily. The problem is that it doesn't work for Rov Rishonim. For the Ran and the Rif and Rov Rishonim, they say, I never have to spend money for Kibbut Avayim. The only reason I have to support my indigent father is Al Sedaka, not as Kibbut Avayim. But Kibbut Avayim never requires me to spend money. Now we're back to square one. For the Rif, you gave a great answer. But how about for the other Rishonim? If for the other Rishonim, according to the other Rishonim, if I really don't have to spend money ever as Kibbutz Avayim, don't confuse me with supporting my father who's poor. That's me, that's Amalandan. I know that's Sedaka, that's not Kibbutz Avayim. If Kibbutz Avayim never requires me to spend money, then we're back to square one. Why does Kibbutz Avayim never require me to spend money? Why don't I have to spend money for Kibbutz Avayim? Good question. So what's Shams? So why don't I have to spend money?
So by definition, when you give somebody else money, that's as opposed to other mitzvahs, Torah, etc., that's not included.
So if I give money to Tzedakah, okay, but it's also kibbutz. So I'm doing two mitzvahs at once. Gevaldik. I should be even more chayav to give him money. So what do you mean to say? When I give him money, if I spend my own money, it's Tzedakah. And it's what? And it is kibbutz avayim. Then why shouldn't I have to spend my money?
Because by definition, when you give somebody else money, that's Tzedakah. Now that's...
And what you're saying is Rov Rishonim didn't really mean to argue on the Ritva.
No, they're saying that the...
By definition, if I give someone else money, it's Sedaka. Is it also Kibbutz Avayim?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So what Josh is saying is that when I give my father my own money, if I go to Dunkin' Donuts and bring in that coffee on his tab, that's Kibbutz Avayim, right? I went and brought him coffee, right? If I go and I buy him lunch, not necessarily like buying him lunch, like if I buy someone lunch, like I'll take you out to lunch. Let's say I pay his grocery bill. That might be tzedakah, but that's not kibbutz avayim to pay his grocery bill. Why is it not kibbutz avayim to pay his grocery bill? It's kibbutz avayim to go shopping for him. Why is it not kibbutz avayim to pay the bill? Saying that's tzedakah, it's not kibbutz avayim. I think what you're trying to say is you're mechamet al Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, you know why I don't have to spend money on kibbutz avayim? Chazon Ish says it's not that we're megel, I don't have to spend money on kibbutz avayim. It's that spending money is by definition not kibbutz avayim. Kibbutz avayim means to do someone a favor, not to give them money. And the Chazon Ish doesn't say this, but I'll make a diuk in the Rambam to support him. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamre, take a parak vav, halacha gimel. We probably all know by heart by now. The Rambam says, Yafi machil, umashke, umalbish, bechuli, v'yishamshenu bechol hadvarim shehashamish mishamish es rabo. Right? You have to serve your father in all the ways that a butler serves his master. And he says, v'yotri fun of kidera sha'om v'rabo. You have to stand up for him like you stand up for your master. You have the Akiva of Amis to serve your father like he's your Rebbe, he's your master, he's your boss. Now, think about it. How does a butler mechaved the Baal Bais? The Baal Bais wants tea, the butler brings tea. The Baal Bais wants his raincoat, the butler brings a raincoat. When the Baal Bais comes home, the butler hangs up his raincoat and he drives around in the car. Does the butler spend his own money on the Baal Bais? Is that part of Kiva? Is that the Derek that Evan Shana should travel with his own money? That's not Kiva. That's like tzedakah. As a matter of fact, you might even say that's anti-Kiva. Can you imagine the butler says, don't worry, I'll treat you. That's almost an insult to us. That's not what Kiva means. Kiva doesn't mean to support someone needy, to like take care of someone's needs. Kiva means to serve them. So the Chazon Ish says that it's not that there's a tour of spending your own money on Kiva Abayim. This is the Chazon Ish. What's on the sheet? This is in the Kofet, that's for your deus, it pays. It's not there's a tour. It's that by definition, it's not within the meaning of the word kibbutz. Every mitzvah, you only have to do what's within the meaning of that word. Just like if there's a mitzvah in the Tilos Lulav, I don't have to spend money to buy an olive branch. Why? I spend money on mitzvahs, but an olive branch is not within the mitzvah in the Tilos Lulav. Likewise, I don't have to spend money to buy my father groceries, because even though I have to do whatever I can for kibbutz, buying him groceries, the tircha of buying groceries is part of kibbutz. That's what the butler does. But the spending my own money on groceries is just not part of the word kibbutz. It's not part of what the mitzvah means. That's the Chazon Ish. The butler or the shamish doesn't spend his own money on serving the master. That's not the definition of kibbutz. And the Chazon Ish makes an assumption here. The definition of the word kibbutz is not an end result of making him happy, but the definition of kibbutz is a certain personal service. Kibbutz means personal service. Not, you know, taking care of him. Not, not taking care of his whole life. It means serving him. And serving does not mean spending your own money.
The mitzvah of like tefillin or lulav, there's no mitzvah to spend money on it. You have to spend money in order to wear tefillin or to bring a lulav. Same thing. In order to serve your father, you should have to spend money if he doesn't have.
I mean, this is the subtlety, which maybe we'll get to in is theoretically you should have to, okay, keep that thought in mind for a minute, okay? Now, I think there's a different derech as well. The Chazon Ish is saying, it's not, again, we're going to leave our first derech aside for now, right? That was the Ritva who says, really, it's a mirage, there's no real tour, it's only when it's unnecessary, you don't have to spend money, but let's assume like the other Rishonim, you really don't have to spend money. So the Chazon Ish is not a cool, you don't spend money, just by definition, that's not part of kibbutz. Really, you wouldn't have to spend money. It's just that spending money is not part of kibbutz. The Rav Baruch Ber, in the Birkei Shmuel and Yevamos, he says, we'll see in a moment, he says a little more complicated. He says it a little differently. He says, really, it is a kula. Really, it's a kula. You don't have to spend money on kibbutz avayim. Why don't you have to spend money on kibbutz avayim if you have to spend money on many other important things in life? He says, well, is it really true you have to spend money to do all mitzvos? And he points out that really, there are different kinds of mitzvahs. What kind of mitzvahs do you have to spend money to do? Right, tefillah, the Ramah I mentioned before, says even if you need the money, you can't skip davening. Tefillin, lulav, right, what? Okay, chiyuvos for sure. Okay, but that's not going to help us here. Keep it away, it's definitely for chiyuvos. These are all mitzvahs being adal lamakom. What about a mitzvah in Adon L'chaveiro? Do you have to spend money for a mitzvah in Adon L'chaveiro? Let's just take an example. Hashavas Aveda. You lost your wallet. Do I have to spend money to return your wallet? I mean, you lost your wallet. Do I have to spend money to return your wallet? What do you think? No, I certainly don't. Now again, practically, if your wallet is worth $1,000 and I have to spend $2.99, then I'll spend the $2.99 and you'll reimburse me. So I'm not saying, like, practically, obviously I have to lay out money to return your wallet. It's just logical that I shouldn't say, oh, I can't afford the stamp to return it. No, I'll pay for the stamp and you'll pay me back for the stamp. So Avada, I have to help you by laying out cash for you, but I don't have to spend my own money to return your Aveda. I don't have to spend my money to give you money. That's a rule. The rule is Avedaso. As a matter of fact, Lavedis Kol Adam. Where if I lost my wallet and you lost your wallet, my wallet takes precedence for me over your wallet. My money, right, is more, my money is more important than your money. Which makes sense, man. I'm like a Vero. Why should Hashem say, like, I just give you money? And Hashem gives everyone they have the money they need. Why should I just give you money? I'm not talking tzedakah. Tzedakah is a separate issue. That's for poor people. Say normal, but I'm like a Vero. I don't have to spend money on it. Why should I give you my money? What was the chiv? So what do I have to do for being a lachavero? I have to be matriach myself, right? I have to go through effort on your behalf. But I don't have to spend money for you. Why should I have to spend money for you? Why should you want to deserve the money more than I do? So in ben a lachavero, Baruch Ber says, and the Baruch Shmuel Yivama says, in Gilel, he says, in ben a lachaveros, I don't have to spend money for them. I only have to spend money for being a lamako. I don't have to spend my own money for Bein Adam LaChaveiro. I don't have to sacrifice my own money, right? If you are, I don't know, if you're sick and it costs me a lot of money to go visit you, then I don't have to spend my own money to go visit you. I don't have to spend my money for Hashem Zaveda. Whatever other examples you can think of, I don't have to spend my own money for Bein Adam LaChaveiro.
So if we take the side that it's
in his, if you say keep it a bag, it's really been on the makam, then okay, he's not taking that side. Lamaisa, that's where he gets into this chakira and says this side works better. My vart only works if you take the side of it on the chamero, not if you take the side of it on the makam. We have to assume it's been on the chamero. So what, according to the Birka Shmuel, really, there it is a tour, it is a cooler that I don't spend money. Because even though I have to spend money on I don't have to spend my own money in Bein Adam LaChaveiro. What's the nafkamina between the Chazon Ish and Rebbe Bar Leibowitz in the Birka Shmuel? What's the nafkamina whether it's that it's not kibbutz to give you money or that I'm just potter from spending money on Bein Adam LaChaveiro? What's the nafkamina? Oh, how about Levin Mishur Hadin, right? The Shita Lenor Lamisa discussed this. What if I do spend my own money? Is that Levin Mishur Hadin? Is that a kiyok if I spend my own money? So Lechora, according to the Chazon Ish, if I paid for my father's groceries, that wouldn't even be a kiyok, kibbutz avayim. It's not kibbutz to give someone money. It's kibbutz to serve them personally. So according to the Chazon Ish, it shouldn't even be a kiyok. It shouldn't even be Levin Mishur Hadin. Right? Nothing wrong with it. You know, but, you know, it might be, I don't know, we have to come off in some circumstances. If this is the case where you do want someone to pay for your groceries. But it's, but it's not even a thing we show that did. According to the Birka Shmuel, I don't have to spend my own money to do it in Lachaveiro. But if I want to spend my own money to do it in Lachaveiro, then I'm just a tzaddik. That's the thing we show that did. I'm willing to give up my own things, right? I'm saying shalish shalach, vishalach shalach, okay? That's Midas Chasidus. So one afternoon might be, if I do pay for my father's groceries, again, I don't know, donuts are such a good example, because sometimes just paying for someone's donuts means you're not a cheapskate, you know, it's like $3 for donuts. But I'm saying, grocery bill, you know, $200 grocery bill, if I do pay for it, the Chazon Ish would say, okay, that's sweet of me, but it's not a kibbutz kibbutz of aim, because that's not what kibbutz means. The Birkas Shmuel would say, I'm such a chassid, I'm even willing to spend my own money for a Bein Adam LaChaveiro when it's not a lofty necessary, but I was mekayim kibbutz of aim, with me sure as I did. Good nafkamina. What about another nafkamina? Let's take another example. Let me give you the follow-up. This actually is not, okay, this is a little bit of a tricky example, but let's say my father, he moves to Australia. My father moves to Australia. I live in New York. And he says, could you please come be meshamish me? Could you please come take care of me? I need someone too. I'm going to the hospital for a procedure. I need someone to help me out, to bring me the things I need while I'm in bed. You know, can you please come be meshamish me? The ticket to Australia costs $1,000. Do I have to spend $1,000 to buy a ticket to Australia? What do you think? Right, so the Har Tzvi has like, Rav Tzvi Ben Zachariah deals with a different case. He said a guy wanted to say, well, if it costs money to take the bus to my father, then I don't spend money to take the bus because I don't have to spend my own money. So Rav Tzvi Ben Zachariah said, no. So don't spend money on the bus, so walk. Okay, if you don't want to walk, then spend money on the bus. That's your problem, not your father's problem. But that's why Australia is a better example. You can't walk to Australia. There's no way to get to Australia without
paying $1,000, right? If you walked to Australia, A, you would drown when you got to the ocean part, and B, you wouldn't get there in time to see your father alive. So, you have to spend $1,000 on a plane ticket to Australia. What do you think? We paskin, Michel Angelo, Michel Bay. So do you have to spend money on the plane ticket? What do you think? You have to spend money on the plane ticket? Anyone have an opinion? I'll give you a clue. It might tie into what we've been discussing in Shir. Well, what do you think the Chazanish would say? Do I have to spend money on a plane ticket? I think this is I'm trying to direct what you were saying before. What would the Chazanish say? Do I have to spend money on a plane ticket to go and be Mishamish my father? What? I don't know. Let's. What did the Chazanish say? He says kibud doesn't mean giving him money. Kibud means serving him personally. What if it cost me money to get there and serve him personally? Should I have to spend the money? I think the Chazanish would say yes. Remember, the Chazanish says there's no kula here. You really are chayav to spend money for a mitzvah. It's just that giving him money is not kibud. Serving him personally is kibud. But what if it cost me money to serve him personally? Right? What if it cost me money to personally serve my father? What if there was a, right? What if there was a coincidental cost? What if coincidentally it cost me money to serve my father? Would I have to spend that money to go give him personal service? The Chazanish should say yes. Of course I have to spend my money to do a mitzvah. If the mitzvah is personally serving my father and not giving him money, then I have to personally serve him and not give him money. But do I have to spend money to personally serve him? Yes, I should have to buy the plane ticket to Australia so I can serve him. Because the Chazanish says I am chayav to spend my own money. This just if I give him money, that's not a hechitimtz of kibud. But if I could really do kibud by personally serving him while he's sick in bed and bringing him water and turning on the television and whatever it is that he needs, if I could personally serve him, which is a real mitzvah of kibud aveim, then of course I have to spend money on a real mitzvah of kibud aveim. Right? Then you can take it one step further. What if there was no one in the world giving tzedakah, and the only way to buy him groceries would be to pay for the groceries? Then maybe he would go that far also. Although he would say, first I'm allowed to ask the community for tzedakah. But, so that might be enough for me. The Chazanish would say, I have to spend $1,000 on a plane ticket to Australia. Because the p'tur is from giving him money. Because giving him money isn't kibud. There's no p'tur from spending money. I do have to spend money. I just don't have to give my father money. But if it's on a plane ticket, then I'm spending the money I'm chayiv to do. As long as I'm not giving him the money. But what would the Birkei Shmuel, what would Rav Baruch Ber say? Rav Baruch Ber should say, I'm potter from buying the plane ticket. So Rav Baruch Ber says, I don't have to spend my own money. So since kibud aveim is a b'nei l'chaveiro, I shouldn't have to spend my own money on the plane ticket. And that's really the crux of the machlokas. For Rav Baruch Ber, it's a p'tur from spending money. For the Chazan Ish, it's that it's not a mitzvah to give money. But the Chazan Ish would admit that I have to spend money if I can spend money but not be giving it to my father. Right? Then go back to the butler. Is it cover to the butler that if all of a sudden his master needs something, he should have to spend whatever it takes to get there and serve his master? Yes, it's not cover to give his master money. The butler doesn't give his master money. But it's the butler's business to be there so he can serve his master. We don't care how he got there. It doesn't matter how he got there. He needs to do whatever it takes to get there. So the Chazan Ish, the Chazan Ish didn't discuss this explicitly. He just had a few lines about it. The Chazan Ish, I think, would say I have to spend money to fly to Australia and take care of my father. Rav Baruch Ber would say, I don't have to spend money. I have to tell my father, oh, well, Dad, look, you chose to move to Australia, Lamaisa. Send me $1,000 and I'll come be Mishamish you. If not, sorry, I don't have to spend my own money for another human being. Right? My money, my bank account is more important, Dad, than your bank account. So, wire me $1,000. So that could be a nafgamina of the Chazan Ish and the Birkei Shmuel. Now, someone might be thinking to themselves at this point, that this nafgamina sounds a little strikingly similar to the discussion of, or maybe not, Tosos de Ramaslo Rebbe Yehuda. What does Tosos say? Tosos, right, this is the, to the best of my knowledge, this is the Makor, and the truth is there's a Gemara about this in Zvachim, which is an early Makor in a complicated case of Kachim, but this is the Makor for rock, paper, scissors. Right, this Tosos. Tosos says, what if you have a rock, paper, scissors of kibud aveim? What do we mean by that? You have three things that need to get done. You lost your wallet. You have to go find it right now before someone steals it. Your fellow Jew lost his wallet. And you have to find that right now before someone steals it. And your father wants donuts right now before it's too late and he's already dying of hunger. Not in the literal sense. So what do you do? Kibud Av, or Ein for that matter, Avedas Atzmo or Avedas Chaveiro? So let's think about it. Should you do Kibud Av or return someone's Aveda? Kibud Av or return the Aveda of a fellow Jew? What wins?
Aveda.
Aveda, fellow Jew. Why? That's a foolish halacha. If your father tells you not to be master in Aveda, which we saw all the Rishon Rivamas means, he says, I want donuts, don't be master in Aveda. Although he has to do with soup, I think. If your father wants soup and tells you not to be master in Aveda, the answer is you have to be master of the Aveda and not listen to your father. Why do you have to do Hashem's Aveda and not listen to your father? Because the Pasuk says, if your father tells you to do an Aveda, you don't listen. Because your father's also subservient to the Torah, right? Your father also has a mitzvah Hashem's Aveda, so he should forgo his donuts and let you be made of the Aveda. So, everyone knows you forget your father and you return your friend's Aveda. Now we have one problem. Your friend lost his wallet and you lost his wallet. Which wallet should you look for? Your own. We just quoted you earlier. The Mark Bubba sees it's your Aveda, comes before your friend's Aveda, right? Your friend lives with you, but you come first. Okay, now you lost an Aveda. And you lost your wallet, and your father wants soup. What wins? Kibud Av Ein or your money? So, the way we paskin, what wins? Kibud Av Ein or your money? What? Seems to be your money. Because we paskin, Mishalav, and you don't spend your own money. Okay, so you go find your own Aveda. Tells Kashas, what about the Manda Amar? Who was it? Rabbi Yehuda said Mishal Ben, right? Rabbi Yehuda was one of the Amorim. He obviously wouldn't have said something illogical. Rabbi Yehuda said the son has to spend his own money. So Tos says, hold on a second, we have a problem here. Rabbi Yehuda says that I have to give up my wallet to serve my father. Right? So I have to give my father donuts and forget about my wallet. But I can't give my father donuts because that means not returning a fellow Jew's Aveda, so I have to return my fellow Jew's Aveda. But I don't have to return my fellow Jew's Aveda because my Aveda comes first, so I should look for my wallet. But I can't look for my wallet because I have to give up money to serve my father, so I have to buy my father donuts. And Bechuli, Bechuli, Bechuli. So what happens in Bar Yehuda? I just stand here, keep going around in circles and circles until the world comes to an end. So that can't be. We have a bit of a problem here. It can't be that I have to stand here thinking my thought process, going around in circles until I drop dead of tiredness. So, what's pshat? What do I do? There's no answer. You can't say I have to return my friend's wallet to my wallet first. I'm not allowed to return my wallet because I have to give up a wallet to serve my father. I'm not allowed to serve my father because I'm not allowed to serve my father if that means neglecting the mitzvah of the Torah. So what do I do? Now, there may be different ways to answer this question. But according to Tosfos, what do I do? What? I go for my own Aveda. Why? Well, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say I have to spend my own money to serve my father? So what does Tosfos say? I have to spend my own money to directly serve my father, not indirectly to serve my father. That's what Tosfos says here. Venera Lariya, about halfway through. Forget your father, forget your friend, and get your own wallet. Look out for number one. Dahad the Amar Kibud Av Kos, and I'm Dakla Nirpa of Lassu Son of Amono. When we say Kibud Av Ein takes precedence, if your father is actually utilizing your money directly, if he says, give my kibbutz, if the money is actually in the kibbutz, like it's your donuts or your charge card for the donuts. Ava babi daso, kevin she'in av ned av aveda, atzma in av in chayel ha'am, so that he does for an aveda. Since your father doesn't directly benefit from the aveda, you don't have to lose an aveda for your father. The avagav the rinu l'samah, kdish yitzo ayin kviyat l'yameinu achliva. Don't we say later on that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to let your father throw your wallet in the sea? So it says, no problem, that's where your father gets benefit from using the wallet. Right, by throwing into the sea, he becomes happier because he might be trying to impress someone with how angry he is, and it's part of his plot. Or because he is venting his anger, and he thinks that that's a mutter thing to do according to the Torah. Okay, Tosa's basic shita is, and he goes further. He says, actually, lekulei alma, bein manu mishal ben, bein manu mishal av, lekulei alma. Tosa says, I might have to buy. It's a machlokas whether or not I have to buy him the donuts. That's a machlokas. But for sure, I don't have to sacrifice money give up an aveda to serve my father. It's like to a total basis says there might be a xeris akaso, I have the body of the donuts. But for sure I don't actually have to lose money to serve my father. I don't have to lose money to serve my father. Who does this work for? The Chazon Ish or the Birkas Shmuel? What? The Birkas Shmuel. Actually, that's not my finish. The Birkas Shmuel actually said this to explain this exact Tosfos. He came up with this whole idea because he was inspired by Tosfos. Because what does Tosfos assume? Tosfos assumes I may or may not have to give my father my own donuts with my own money. But for sure, I don't have to stam lose money to serve my father. I don't have to stam lose money for him. Stam buy a plane ticket, stam lose an aveda. I don't have to coincidentally, indirectly, as a side effect, stam lose money for my father. Because my money is more important than my father. Why? This fits very nicely. This is the mother of Rav Baruch Ber. Tosfos just says this is even true from under Michel Ben. Right? This is exactly where Baruch Ber's svara. He says, I don't have to lose money to help another person because my money is more important than my father's money or donuts or soup or whatever may end up happening to be. So Tosfos says, I don't have to lose my own money for my father. There's a pshat, it's a kula, that I don't have to lose money for kibud avei. Just, Tosfos takes it further. Before I said maybe that's a svara of Manda Amar Mishalah. Tosfos says, even Amar Mishal Ben holds that. He holds that. Really, I don't spend any money. Then we go back and there's a cost, so I have to spend money directly on the donuts. However, what do you think the Chazon Ish would say about this? What should the Chazon Ish say here? What do you, if you were the Chazon Ish, let's review, right? Who wants to be the Chazon Ish? Who wants to be the Chazon Ish? Like, you don't want to have to, like, learn all the time? Shlomo, you want to be the Chazon Ish? You're the Chazon Ish. So, don't worry, there's an understudy Chazon Ish available. You're the Chazon Ish. What do you hold as the Chazon Ish? You hold there's no kulas by kibud avei. There's no pturs by kibud avei. It's just that the definition of kibud is you have to give personal service, but you don't have to give him money. Giving him money is not what a butler does for his rent, which was my view of the Rambam, not the words of the Chazon Ish. So, if you're the Chazon Ish, what would you say about this? Do I have to forego and abandon my wallet in order to serve my father? What do you think you would say if you're the Chazon Ish? My father doesn't want money. He just wants me to serve him. Do I have to lose money and lose an aveda to serve my father? Jay, what would you say if you're the understudy Chazon Ish?
Yeah.
Say for sure the opposite of Tosfos. According to the Chazon Ish, there's no kula. Of course I have to spend my money. I don't have to give him money because giving him money is not what a butler or a Talmud does for his Rebbe. But I have to. I lose any amount of money in the world to do a mitzvah personally serving him. As a matter of fact, the Chazon Ish is the diametrical opposite of this Tosfos. Not only according to Manda Amar Mishal Av, Mishal Ben, even according to Manda Amar Mishal Av, the Chazon Ish should say, even the way we paskin, you don't have to give him your money. You don't have to give him your money, but you still have to lose your aveda. Because as long as you're personally serving him, you're chayav to do whatever it takes to personally serve your father. That's what Chazon Ish should logically say. So does anyone actually agree with what the Chazon Ish logically says? What? How do you know? It's not on the Kor sheet. What? Chazon Ish says in order not to be mitzar, your father, I thought. It's a little different. Look in the, how many people have an old-fashioned Gemara? Does anyone still have old-fashioned Gemaras like that are not Oz Bahadur? Anyone have a non-Oz Bahadur? If you have a non-Oz Bahadur, then turn past the Maharsha, but not as far as the Rift, to page 14. If you have an Oz Bahadur, just turn to where they summarize like all the acronym stuff and find our Tosfos. In the old-fashioned Gemaras, right, I'm an old person, the old-fashioned Gemaras, on page 14, you have the Hagos of Rav Yaakov Emdin, the Shas. And Rav Yaakov Emdin comments in our Tosos on the second column, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where it says, Tosos to Rav Askel Rav Yehuda. Now, he has a lot to say on our Tosos, but if you look in the middle line, where there's a dot in the middle, it's followed by the word Ivravadai. The middle line of the Yaakov Emdin, page 14, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the middle line, there's a dot four words in, then says Ivravadai. Says Ivravadai Ipcha Mistabra. The truth is, it's Mistabra, the exact diametrical opposite of Tosos. Someone want to tell us where it is in the Oz Bahadur? It's on page Lamed Aleph, the middle paragraph. In the middle, about 60% of the way down, three words at the end of the line, it says Iber Vada Ipcha. Iber Vada Ipcha Mestabra, the opposite of Tosfos makes sense. Da Filo Lamandar Mishal Ab, Heinu She'ein Chayav Vaseis Mikiso La'achilo. Even if you hold, I don't have to spend money on my father, that just means I don't have to spend money in my pocket to feed him with. But if I happen to lose my wallet at the same time to feed my father, everyone agrees I have to abandon my aveda and do the tefillah of my father to feed him from his own money. Came into hashdom, he has lobby today, you're playing me day. Since now at least, I'm not giving him anything of my own money. I'm just losing money in aveda, but I'm not giving my father my own money. Rav Yaakov Emden works very nicely for the shita of the Chazon Ish. He says Tosfos is dead wrong. Of course not, l'kuli alma, I don't have to give up my aveda. L'kuli alma, I do have to give up my aveda. Because the din of Mishel Av just means I don't have to give him my money. But I do have to lose money in order to serve him personally. So Yaakov Emden seems to work very nicely with the Chazon Ish. It's getting a little late. We might have to save some of this. But what we've seen then is that Tosfos holds like a Baruch Bear that there's a Ptur, since Ben Ola Chavir is a cool, I don't have to spend my own money. He just goes so far as say, even Mandar Mishal Ben holds that. While Rabbi Yaakov Emden works well with the Chazon Ish, says there's no Ptur, there's no Kula, of course I have to spend money. I just don't have to give my father money, because if I give my own money, that's not part of Kibbutz. But I do have to spend money to do an authentic Kibbutz of serving him personally, therefore I have to buy the ticket to Australia, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden said I have to give up my wallet and lose $1,000 in my wallet in order to serve my father personally, because serving him personally is a real Kibbutz, and I have to spend money for a real Kibbutz. This ties into a few other issues as well, which we'll have to continue with Amir Tzashem on Sunday, but just to briefly review what we've seen. The Gemara tells us that this machlok mishal av mishal ben. We pass in mishal av, you have to spend your father's money to buy donuts, you don't have to spend your own money. Why do you have to spend your own money? First, we had a hezbo of the ritual. Maybe you don't have to spend your own money when he doesn't need it. But you do have to spend your own money if he does need it. That works well for the Rav, who says if your father's poor, you have to support him in Torah's Kibbutz Abayim. But it doesn't work for Rav Rishonim. They say if your father's poor, you only have to support him in Torah's Tzedakah. But there's never a chiyuv to give money to Torah's Kibbutz Abayim. So if there's never a chiyuv to give him your own money to Torah's Kibbutz Abayim, why not? We have two very different explanations. The Chazon Ish says you would have to spend money, but giving him money happens to not be Kibbutz. Rav Baruch Meir says, no, you mamish have a kula not to spend money, the kula ben Arla Chaveros are makel, you don't spend your own money on ben Arla Chaveros. And the nafgamina that we've seen, is what if you're spending money, but indirectly for keeping up the aim? Rav Baruch Meir would say, I don't care if it's direct or indirect, there's a kula, you don't have to spend money. And that fits Tosfos. You don't have to give up your aveda to do keeping up the aim. The Tosfos just goes further and says, even Mandar Mishal Ben admits you don't have to give up your own money. He just has an exeris akasa that you have to pay for the donuts. While the Chazon Ish would say, no, of course you have to spend money indirectly for Kibbutz Abayim. As long as you're personally serving him, and that's called Kibbutz, if it costs you money on the side, you have to spend money to do a mitzvah. So you would have to buy a plane ticket to Australia. And that fits very nicely with Yaakov Emden, who says, even though we pass him, you don't have to pay your father's grocery bill, you do have to, right, lose your aveda to go pick up the groceries on his own tab, because as long as you're serving him personally and not giving him your own money, that's called kibbutz, and you do have to sacrifice money to do the mitzvah say of kibbutz of aim. We'll see some more nafkaminas of this and maybe use this to answer our show's kashrut, which we start thinking about over the weekend. On the next Tosfos, Amir Tzashem on Sunday.